Okay, the NBN is something that we've been talking about on the program for the past couple of weeks, and you might recall earlier this week I spoke to a bloke in Vic Park who the Australian newspaper had tracked down, who was complaining that he was getting unbelievably slow speeds. Now, this is something that seems to be the subject of some duck shoving. The NBN basically say, well, listen, we provide the infrastructure to the retailers, people like Telstra or iNet or TPG, or, you know, there's plenty of others out in the marketplace. They connect to us and we sell them what they demand. And sometimes when it slows down, it's because the retailers haven't bought enough capacity from us. The retailers, on the other hand, say, well, hang on, it's all a bit too expensive for us. The wholesale costs are very high. There are other people who believe that it's the technology that's the problem. A lot of the tech heads, they ring in and they say, listen, here's the problem, is because of the technology mix that the government has decided to use on the NBN. It was supposed to be fibre to every home, but then to try and make it cheaper, they did fibre to every, just to the node, as they call it, and then we're still running the last mile across the copper, and that's why it's slow. Well, there's a lot to unpack there. What's the real reason? I want to speak to Steve Baxter, who is a technology investor and entrepreneur, and he's the co-founder of a company called Pipeworks. Good morning to you, Steve.
G'day, how are you going?
Good, thanks. What's the answer?
Well, I think that you said a lot there in your intro. I think anyone who blames the technology for the slowdowns they're seeing is clueless and
right.
And the technology. It's a blatant wrong.
Okay, so because this is something we hear a lot, Steve. People say, well, the problem is because you've got to put the internet over the copper after it reaches the fibre. You're saying that's not the reason for slow speeds.
No, it's absolute rot. It just has to stop now. I mean, people are saying that actually have no idea what they're talking about and need to be ignored. So the reality is that slowdown is what you said in your earlier statement, is the fact that there's a wholesale input there called the CVC charge, which is charged somewhere between $11 and $17 per unit, which is per megabit per second per month. And because of that, and because it's so hard for the providers to make money, they don't buy much of it from NBN, and hence there's congestion and things slow down.
Right.
It's a business model problem. It is not a technology problem. And anyone who says it is really doesn't get it.
Okay. CVC charge. What does that mean?
Connectivity virtual circuit is what it stands for. Essentially, there's 120 something points of interconnection throughout Australia for ISPs to connect with NBN
right.
in order to sell services to end users. You buy a certain size capacity pipe at each of those points of interconnection, 10, 20, 100, 200 megabits, or whatever it is. So if you have 1,000 customers, for example, on 100 megabits a second each, you might... they're probably only buying 100 megabits a second to service 1,000 customers on 100 megabits.
Right.
The math is easy to do, right? It doesn't all fit. It's basically like saying, you know, it's basically like having 20 suburban roads going into a one-lane freeway.
Right. So to put it in simple terms, the retailers, people like Telstra or iNet or whoever, and you know, I'm not singling them out because to blame them, I'm just saying they're retailers. There's lots of others of them as well. But basically they buy... an amount of capacity is probably the best way to think about it. They buy capacity from the NBN. But if their customers are experiencing slowdowns in peak periods, it's because the retailer isn't buying enough capacity from the NBN. Is that basically what you're saying, Steve?
Yes. Sorry, it's one of the potential.
Sure.
There's many parts in that chain before the user, you know, gets to surf the internet. But that would probably be in the NBN scenario, yes.
That sure, okay. So why don't they just buy more?
Cost. So to give you some idea, it costs between, I think it's 11, I can't remember the exact number, it's about 11, between $11 and $17 per unit is the cost. And when it started, it was $20, so it's a good deal less now.
Right.
But to give it, and that's for a megabit per second from the point of interconnection to the user's house, effectively. Now, to give you some idea, for the same unit from Sydney to Los Angeles, probably costs about 30 cents.
Right.
So after we spend $40 billion plus, we are then forcing the most costly internet access on ourselves in the world.
Okay, so how does NBN Co. justify charging so much to its retailers?
It is a construct. When Senator Conroy and Prime Minister Rudd got this horrible scheme up, it was put in there in order to ensure that the NBN was, in inverted commas, a commercial project and therefore the expenditure did not hit the federal budget. So all the current deficits we've got at the federal level don't include a single dollar of NBN capital.
Because it's his separate company.
No, because it's supposedly getting a commercial return, yeah. The way they get the commercial return is to get that fee, they get to keep it off the budget. We still borrow the money,
sure.
We still pay interest on the money, we just hide it. That's the disgraceful part.
Okay, so basically the NBN, because it has to carry this $40 billion worth of debt that it's costing to roll out the technology, they need a commercial return on that, and that's why the prices are so high.
Yes.
Okay, so I've got a listener, Steve, whose name's Rory. He sent me an SMS on 1-9-999-677. He says, "Good morning, Gareth." And this is, I think, Steve, where it lies for a lot of people. The technology arguments are difficult to grasp for most people. They just want fast internet for a reasonable price, and I don't think that's an unreasonable expectation, given how much money we've spent on this whole thing. But Rory says this, "Gareth, when you've got your NBN expert on, could you please ask him if upgrading your modem will help increase speed?" Rory's in a new suburb called Averley, and the NBN was being installed as the houses were being built, so he thought it would be speedy, but he's maxing out at 3 megabytes per second on a Telstra plan with a maximum of 100. So Rory wonders if a new modem will help him.
If there's a fault there, generally when digital devices go faulty, they go pretty badly faulty. So I would say, you know, most likely not would be my answer. So I'm not saying it's not bad.
Sure.
But most likely not. Literally it is. So in that same estate, there might be 100 other people who have bought 100 megabit plans.
Mm-hmm.
Telstra may have bought only 100 megabits of capacity into those 100 by 100 meg services.
Right.
They actually need 10,000 megabits. If they were to do a one-to-one, they would have to buy 10,000 megabits.
Yeah.
Probably bought 100 megabits.
Right. And so that, and if they were going to buy as much capacity as they needed to service everyone at peak speed at peak time, what would it mean? That to make any money, the retailers would need to charge us what? Several hundred dollars a month.
Yeah, so if you want to, for example, if Rory wanted to use his 100 megabit connection at least 10% capacity, he has to pay 10 times probably about $15. He has to pay an extra $150 a month. That will be the cost to his retail provider. They will have to pass it on or they will go broke.
Steve, this seems suboptimal.
It's a terrible situation, and honestly, it's no surprise. When the NBN was proposed, smarter people than me and myself were in there saying, this is what's going to happen. This is a tax on usage. This is terrible. What will happen is that you'll get your very fast fiber network will perform worse than a DSL network because people will, A, buy the least possible speed they can for their economic requirements. And because of the wholesale cost to use, the throughputs will be watchful. And yeah. This is, honestly, it is performing exactly as they designed it. They just refused to believe it would happen.
Well, can we do anything about it, Steve? Or do we just have to wait until the NBN pays down its debt? And maybe things will then get cheaper.
Well, you know, I think personally we should get brave. And by getting brave, I'm saying that we should ignore what the NBN costs. And believe me, I don't like the NBN project. I actually think it's one of the worst projects that's ever been put up in this country. It's disgraceful. But we are where we are. There's been through many elections, so the public want it. So therefore, my opinion loses and the majority
sure.
wins. I get that. But I think to make it better, what we should do is to lose. So there's other issues with the NBN. So right now, you buy like a 12 meg or a 25 meg or 40 meg or 100 meg service. So there's these speed tiers. Now, there's no cost to NBN to operate if you run at 1 megabit or 100 megabits. The cost to run that network doesn't vary for the speed you use it at. So why are they charging us a different rate?
Yeah.
So, you know, I've got no problem with people charging where that cost
is justified.
It's linked to an actual expenditure.
Yeah.
Whereas in this case, it's not. So why not just give us maximum speed without any usage charges? So essentially, write off the construction cost of the NBN to the budget. I mean, the budget's in bad enough shape. Just do it now. Take all the garbage out.
Well, you'd at least want it to work, Steve. And it doesn't sound for a lot of people as though it's not working.
It was never a good project.
Yeah.
It was honestly never. And so I think the way through this is, and I've actually written an article on LinkedIn. If you Google "if innovation really counts" in my name, you'll find this article. It's long because it's a boring, very technical subject. And people who don't understand the technicalities of the technology and the market, unless you understand that, you don't get an opinion in this. We're in this situation right now because clueless people wanted cheap internet. And this is how we got to where we are now. So the way forward, I think, is to write off the cost, allow everyone usage-free high-speed access, and you know, then get the, because what we're also doing is we're monopolising. So this is a monopoly. So what is it as citizens that we get for making it illegal for someone to go into competition with NBN? That's what monopoly is. We've actually made it illegal for people to compete with NBN. So what do we get in return for that? We're not getting very much at the moment. We're actually getting it such a dud deal.
All right, Steve. Thanks for breaking it down and explaining it for us on the program today.
No worries.
That's Steve Baxter. He is a tech investor, a technology entrepreneur. He's a co-founder of a company called Pipeworks. And you've heard him give a pretty brutal assessment of the NBN. 9221 882 is the number to call. What do you think of that? Does it make sense? For most of you, you probably just want fast internet for a reasonable price. I thought that's why we did this. Back after this.